It is the first of the month with all the April bills, yet people are newly out of work. I'm David Brancaccio. It's April 1st with some monthly bills due today or soon, rent, credit card, mortgage payments. With the federal coronavirus money not expected into bank accounts for nearly three more weeks, here's Marketplace's Jasmine Garst.
Norma Rios is a real estate photographer in Chicago, but right now people don't want a stranger in their house, and she doesn't want to put herself at risk. So she doesn't have any income, and her credit card bills are due.
My heart's beating really fast. I'm anxious.
Rios says she called the credit card companies, and they told her there won't be any late fees, but interest would keep piling up.
The interest accruing is what's going to kill me if I don't make them regularly, and I don't know where my income's coming from.
Jack Gillis at the Consumer Federation of America says some companies won't charge interest this month, but
each of the credit card companies are handling this in a different way. So it's important to check in with the company, let them know that you want to make the payments, but you're simply not able to.
Gillis says figure out what bills won't be forgiven and tackle those first. But he knows some decisions will be difficult, like whether to keep paying a mortgage or getting groceries. Chris Dancy is a health consultant in Texas who makes most of his income between February and April. He's had no jobs this season. He says he can cover his mortgage this month, but maybe not much longer. He tried to call his bank, but there was a 20-hour hold.
It would be foolish to continue to pay a mortgage in a time where there is no real visibility into how this plays out post-June. That money, if things don't return soon, is taking every bit of savings we've had.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo ordered a 90-day freeze on all evictions. But if renters can't pay now, it's possible they just get kicked out in a few months, says Sia Weaver with the nonprofit Housing Justice for All.
We are calling for a universal forgiveness of all rent and mortgages that are owed during this period of COVID-19.
She says, in the time of shelter in place, make sure people can hold on to their shelter. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.
Markets, April in like a bear here, with the Dow future now down 624 points, 2.8%. The S&P future is down 2.9%. We're also covering President Trump's decision not to reopen the enrollment period for Obamacare health coverage. There had been pressure to let more people sign up given coronavirus. Marketplace podcast feed if you miss our coverage on the air. Two big British banks, HSBC and Standard Chartered, have halted the payments of profits to shareholders. This after bank regulators in London said this time of coronavirus is the moment to increase cash cushions and not pay these dividends or increase executive compensation. Here's the BBC's economics correspondent, Andrew Walker.
The regulator said it did not expect the additional capital to be needed, but it did say that what it called extra headroom should enable banks to support the economy by providing enough credit through the rest of 2020. The European Central Bank has called for similar restraint in the Eurozone, and several banks have said they would comply. In the US, some of the leading banks have suspended buybacks but not dividends, which are an important source of cash, not only for wealthy individuals, but also for many people's retirement investments.
In London, I'm the BBC's Andrew Walker for Marketplace.
Companies and dividends brings us to aerospace giant Boeing, seen as a big winner in the $2 trillion economic stimulus law. This after it helped successfully lobby for tens of billions of dollars for its industry. This will help Boeing's suppliers and its customers, although Treasury Secretary Mnuchin said the other day Boeing is not asking directly for bailout money. Washington Post columnist Alan Sloan looked into this. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David.
Let's talk about Boeing. They probably could use some help. You've looked at the numbers. That's kind of too bad. Didn't have to be that way.
Yeah. Since the beginning of 2014, they've shelled out $61 billion with a B in stock buybacks and dividends, which is more than the cash their business has produced.
So they could have maybe held some around for the rainy days that we are now in. but instead they parceled out some to shareholders, as capitalism would suggest.
Well, yeah, but capitalism also suggests you're supposed to have a safety margin. And if they had bought back less stock, they would have less need to borrow. And in fact, in 2019, when they ran into problems because of stuff from their 737 MAX crashes, they stopped buying back, but they kept paying out, you know, very handsome dividends.
Very handsome dividends. So when I said parceled out, that didn't quite do justice to the amount of money.
No, they didn't parcel it out. They sent it out with a fire hose. They took all the money they had and more and gave it to the shareholders.
Now, even larger than specifically Boeing, there is a morality tale here about lots of stock buybacks and dividends, that things can change and big companies need to remember that conditions can suddenly turn on a dime.
Right. The deal is, if you're going to take all the money you earn and more and shovel it out the door, sooner or later, you're going to run into a problem.
Alan Spies is in the Washington Post. Alan Sloan, thank you very much.
My pleasure, David.
And what you might have missed, given the focus on the pandemic, the hotel group Marriott is confirming that there's been a big data breach for the second time in 3 years. Hackers in January got into the data of more than 5 million Marriott guests. The company says it discovered the problem in February. Marriott said it was names, addresses, phone numbers, dates of birth, travel info, but it has no reason to believe they got into credit or debit card info. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.